Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Pilot, but you're in control. Drive safely with Fresh FM.
This Friday, the 19th of January, Fresh FM is taking the airwaves to Student Stays Villa Verde, pardon me, the open day from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dive into excitement as you explore the Villa Verde's spacious student accommodations located on the corner of Verde and Wagner Street, just minutes away from NUST. So grab your goodie or free goodie bags for that matter, and don't miss your chance to win a $1,000 voucher for decorating your new room. Don't forget to bring your parents as well. Secure your spot, join the fun, register and turn up the volume on your student life. Remember to visit the website studentstay.com.la to have a look and feel. That's to the rooms. Fresh FM, where the beats meet your campus vibes.
Follow Fresh FM Namibia on Facebook for the latest news.
It's 7:52 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. One thing that I love in terms of this victory, right, this victory against Tunisia, is that it has also brought other sport codes into the fold. Here's the CEO of Cricket Namibia.
Yes, good morning. I want to congratulate the Brave Warriors on a magnificent victory. It is wonderful to see how sport in Namibia has just excelled and has put in performances on field that is way above expectation. And compared to resources of other countries, it is just great to see. The indoor hockey is a great example. Cricket has done well, and it's wonderful to see the Brave Warriors perform exceptionally well in these type of matches. And all the best for the rest of their journey and the rest of their competitions all the way forward.
Thank you so much, Abuti Johan Miller. Vigila, Ayala CEO of Cricket Namibia, manages to send me a voice note. Why Harry Simon Jr. is too cool for school or whatever to send me a voice note. Anyways, Marco Dlovu.
Yes, Chief.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I greet you in the name of Brave Warriors 1998 Spirit, please.
Don't you think you need to do more than that?
I don't know what. Like, do you want me to make some traditional sounds to call upon the ancestors or what?
I think you deserve to do that. I think you should do that. Yes, I can.
Shaquan is off. She took the twins that said to the first day of school, preschool for that matter. So she's probably crying her eyes out right now.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Let's talk.
I hope somebody's ready to take videos for
her. No. I'm sure she has her domestic engineer that is helping her with that mammoth task, because my guy, twins, hey, yesterday.
Hey,
yo. Let's talk about the Brave Warriors, my man.
Yeah.
1-0 against Tunisia. We said yesterday that this is a team that is incredibly disciplined defensively. We said that this team is one of the best teams on the continent, but somehow we managed to be on the front foot from the first whistle. What were your analysis, my guy?
Yeah, look, I think we spoke about the experience in the Brave Warrior squad. I think it showed yesterday. We spoke about them having been together, knowing each other for such a long time. I think it showed yesterday. We spoke about the fact that they will play for each other. They will fight for each other. I think they've shown that. They've shown it before. They've shown it even in previous matches. We spoke about the fact that they haven't played at home, for quite some time now. So they're used to playing away. And that to play into their hands. And that's what actually happened yesterday. It was a disciplined performance. Tactically, they were astute. Technically, they were very good. It could have been worse. I mean, for Tunisia, we could have beaten them by 3 or 4 goals. It could have been worse for us. We could have lost by 3 or 4 goals. Mm. The goalkeepers were on top form. And Lloyd Kadapa, for me, was the man of the match, considering the fact that he's a second-choice goalkeeper at Chippa United. But he comes out at Africa Cup of Nations, performs extremely well. And I'm hoping that he gets signed by Manchester United, because Andre Onana has proven that he's not a good goalkeeper.
Listen, now that you mentioned the PSL, let's quickly go into a bit of a technicality here, Marco. You watch the PSL, I watch the PSL. A lot of our listeners also watch the PSL. Dion Hoto, for some reason, gets fielded at left back or left back wing at his club in Orlando Pirates, right? Yeah. He slots into a more offensive role for the Brave Warriors. And the whole game, he was a thorn for Tunisia.
Yeah.
What's going on with this mismatch here?
No, there's no mismatch. That's the versatility that you need in your players. You need players who can adapt, players who can adjust, and players who are, when they are called upon, they can do that. You need a player that, when you say Dion Otto, Lloyd Kadakwa has been given a red card. We've used all our substitutes. Going goals, you need him to go there and perform. He's a senior player. Mm. That's what he's supposed to do. He should be able to adapt. He should be able to adjust. Those are what you tell technically gifted players. They can switch from being a defender to being a midfielder and to a striker at the snap of the finger. That's the quality that you need in a team. That's what you need from your leaders, one of the senior players in the team. He's a leader in the dressing room. And you proved yesterday that when you call upon him, he can deliver. A lot of people had given him slack that he had not been performing, especially when it comes to the national team
yeah.
for a couple of years. But I've always said that he's a big game player. When you find him fit, when you find him in form, he will perform. I remember his debut. I don't know if anybody remembers.
No, we do. It's Sebnima Stadium.
Yes, Sebnima Stadium. His debut was against Nigeria. And what did he do against Nigeria?
Mm.
He scored that goal and we were 4 minutes away from victory against Nigeria. Very inexperienced, and that was 2016, yeah. He was very inexperienced at that particular moment in time. But now, he has gained that experience. You can say that he has played against the Nigerians, he's played against your South Africa, the big teams on the continent, your Ghanas, and so on and so forth. Now, he understands. Now, he's in tune with what's happening in the field of play. He can adjust, he can detect the pace, and he knows when to pass, he knows when to cross. He had a couple of near misses in the first half.
Yeah.
There's a ball where you are supposed to shoot. And
he passed, yeah. And Mbondi didn't, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why you say that, the team is really, not only him, but the whole team, they've really grown as a team. And the big ups, man, to Shafodino. He has assembled a proper team. Please don't tell him I called him by that name. That's Benjamin.
just real quick before yeah. I let you go, Marco, in terms of the team right now, right?
Yeah.
Peter Mosimane in his analysis said, when it comes to the African Nations Cup and especially with these big teams, you need to be solid at the back, but you also need to probe.
Yeah,
we did that successfully. What should be the game plan going forward? Obviously, we'll still talk on Friday about Bafana, especially the fact that they lost against Mali. Petri Taubl missing out that penalty. But what is the game plan here against South Africa? And we played them even in the friendly, it ended in the 0-0 draw.
Yeah, look, we're not supposed to change anything. We shouldn't change anything.
Hmm.
In fact, we must actually solidify what our strategy right now. Because it's working. We must solidify it. We must actually practice and fortify it in terms of being defensively astute and making sure that nothing comes through. We defend as a unit, attack as a unit. Mm-hmm. We should be fluid in midfield. And if you saw, we had Petros Tshitembi in the first half, and then we took him off and brought a defensive midfielder in Gero Katua to sort of fortify the thing. So that's how we should play. Probe. When we get the goal or when we see that things are not going our way, then we say, okay, let's be happy with what we have. Let's try and catch them on the counter. We have speed up front.
Yes, we do.
We have a dangerous person like Peter up front.
Mm-hmm.
He still has to score at this tournament. It's his last tournament. He must score, and he will score. So if we just put the ball behind the defense, we will definitely score. And I'm glad to say that what was always a problem against us is now a good thing for us. That is the set pieces. We used to struggle a lot with corner kicks and so on and so forth. We used to concede a lot of goals from
set pieces.
But yesterday, we gave Tunisia a lot of problems when it comes to set pieces. Prince Chweza's corner kicks are very dangerous. Remember, he scored from one such some time ago. So yeah, we should just perfect our system right now.
Marco, it's 8 o'clock on the dot. We need to play the news. My managers are looking at me like it's Omez. I know Brave Warriors won, but hey, young. Real quick,
okay,
who was your unsung hero? Apart from Dion Otto and Lloyd Kadapua, who was your unsung hero?
Yes, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But I can tell you that I think Peter Shalulile, for his leadership qualities, for being able, even though he's a quiet guy, but for being able to galvanize the guys together and make them play the way they played, he is an unsung hero.
Thank you so much, Marco Dlovu. We'll speak to you on Friday as well as we build towards that game against Bafana Bafana.
Shop.
That's it.
The last 3 years have not been easy. And I mean...
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.